أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يقول سبحانه وتعالى كما في آية سورة التوبة والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم نعم أيها الناس السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومؤازروه ومانعوه من أعدائه بأنفسهم وأموالهم وأهليهم، ذلكم الرعيل الأول الذي لطالما نهل من مدرسة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهم ليس إلا عن إرشاده يصدرون وبتوجيهه ينطلقون، ومن أراد أن يكون مثلهم فعليه أن يكون متابعا لهم، كما قال سبحانه: والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. وعلى الأمة جميعا أن تتبع محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معرض ذكر الأمم وافتراقها حين قال: افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة، وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة، وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة، كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل: من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال: من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. والله عز وجل يحذرنا أيها المؤمنون، يحذرنا من مخالفة سبيل المؤمنين الذين رأسهم وأسهم رسول الله الأمين وأصحابه الأكرمين. فيقول سبحانه: ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا. وقد زكى نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم، ذلكم الرعيل الأول الذي مات قائده الأول بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وقتل ثاني قادته على يد مجوسي كافر، وقتل قائداه الآخران على يد مسلمين منشقين منحرفين، ما أعانوا إلا أعداء الله عز وجل بفكرهم الضحل وإيمانهم المضمحل وتظاهرهم بالورع والعبادة، كما يجري في زماننا هذا. ولكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما زكى ذلك الرعيل الأول حين قال كما في الحديث المتفق على صحته: إن خيركم قرني. وكاف الخطاب هنا موجه للأمة إلى قيام الساعة، فوالله وبالله وتالله يستحيل أن يوجد قرن يحوي عددا من الصالحين كالقرن الأول. لذا قال: إن خيركم قرني، يعني الصحابة، ثم الذين يلونهم أنزل منهم رتبة وهم التابعون، ثم الذين يلونهم وهم أتباع التابعين وهم أنزل منهم رتبة. فهؤلاء هم سادات الناس. ومتى أطلقت كلمة السلفية فلا شيء يراد بها إلا اتباع هذا النبي الكريم وهؤلاء الأولياء الصالحين الرعيل الأول والثاني والثالث من هذه الأمة. هؤلاء هم سلف هذه الأمة، ومن جاء بعدهم ممن سار على نهجهم واقتفى أثرهم. وأما من شذ عنهم فإنه لا والله ليس من السلفية في شيء، وإنما زج بنفسه في هذا المسمى زورا وبهتانا. وفي هذه الأعصار تتلاطم أمواج الإعلام الغاشم المتجمهر في أكثريته على ضرب الإسلام عن قوس واحدة. ولولا والله مقامكم من الإعلام لما قمت فيكم هذا المقام في التنبيه على ما قد يسيء إلى هذا الدين، فإن الإعلام المغرض لما عجز عن إيقاف امتداد نور الإسلام إلى دواجين الظلم في كل أرجاء المعمورة سعى إلى تشويه صورته، كما حصل في كل عصر نبي ولكل نبي حتى نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم، بل قد ناله الحظ الأوفر من هذا التشويه. فلذلك أردنا أن نؤكد ونكرر حتى يصبح في الأذهان والقلوب متقرر أنه ليس من الإسلام، الذي هو القرآن والسنة والذي يعرف بالسلفية، ليس من ذلك في شيء قتل الأبرياء ولا هدم دور العبادة ولا قتل العباد أيا كانت ديانتهم، فإن السلفية عباد الله هي سلامة المعتقد وصفاء الاتباع للنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، والوفاء بالعهد والتزام المواثيق وأداء الحقوق واحترام الشعائر والشرائع. السلفية عباد الله تعني الإسلام الذي هو رحمة للعباد وعمارة للبلاد. السلفية عباد الله تعني الأمانة لا ترويع الآمنين. السلفية عباد الله مانعة من الخروج على الولاة وداعية للتناصح في حب ووئام وتقدير واحترام. السلفية عباد الله قائمة على أساس العلم قبل القول والعمل. السلفية عباد الله دعوة مناهضة للبدع والخرافات والشعوذة والدجل وإثارة القلاقل والفتن والفوضى. السلفية عباد الله دعوة إلى العودة إلى ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه، فهل نرضى بذلك بديلا؟ أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل خطيئة وذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد عباد الله، هل يعقل أن تكون السلفية مناهضة لمبدأ السلفية وهو التزام الكتاب والسنة؟ كلا والله. هل يمكن أن تكون السلفية داعية إلى تخريب دور العبادة وتعطيلها وتحريقها؟ كلا والله. وربكم جل في علاه يقول كما في آية الحج: الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله، ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا، ولينصرن الله من ينصره، إن الله لقوي عزيز. فالله عز وجل مخبر أنه لولا دفعه سبحانه بعض الشر الذي عند بعض الناس ببعض الخير الذي عند بعضهم الآخر لهدمت الصوامع. والصوامع جمع صومعة، وهي المكان الذي يخلو فيه العباد والرهبان. وبيع، وهي جمع بيعة، وهي دار من دور العبادة عند أهل الكتاب. وصلوات، وهي الكنائس. ومساجد، وهي دور العبادة عند أهل الإسلام. لولا دفع الله بعض الناس ببعض لقام بعضهم بتخريب هذه الأماكن، ولعطلت العبادات، ولخاف الناس من أن يعبدوا ربهم. فلذلك لا تصدقوا أبدا هذه الدعاوى التي يبثها الإعلام المغرب الذي شأنه أن يقنع أهل الإسلام بفساد الإسلام. يريدون أن يذكوا نار الجهل ليطفئوا نور العلم والإيمان، فجعلوا الناس ينفرون في كل زمان من المعين الصافي لهذا الدين الذي يكفر للبشرية حياة طيبة على هذه البسيطة، ومردا غير مخز يوم القيامة. وإليكم طرفا مما كان من رسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم من توجيه. فقد كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يوصي المجاهدين حين يبعثهم في الغزو فيقول: لا تغدروا ولا تغلوا ولا تقتلوا وليدا، يعني صغيرا أو امرأة، ولا كبيرا فانيا، ولا معتصما بصومعة، ولا تقربوا نخلا، ولا تقطعوا شجرة، ولا تهدموا بناء. هكذا يوجه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جنده حين يبعث بهم لقتال أعدائه. بل أكثر من ذلك، لما وجه عليا إلى حرب اليهود في خيبر وأعطاه الراية، وقد قال قبل: لأعطين الراية غدا رجلا يحب الله ورسوله ويحبه الله ورسوله. فتطلع الناس لذلك حتى قال: أين علي؟ قالوا: قد أرمد، أي بعينيه رمد. قال: أتوني به. فبصق في عينيه فرجعتا كأن لم يكن بهما شيء، وأعطاه الراية وقال: انفذ على رسلك أي لا تعجل. ولذلك هدف، حتى إذا سمع اليهود بمقدم الجيش ربما تغير موقفهم، وهو في ذلك لا يريد صلى الله عليه وسلم قتالا ولا إزهاقا للأرواح ولا إفسادا صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم يوصيه فيقول: فإذا نزلت بساحتهم فليكن، فلتدعهم إلى لا إله إلا الله، أي لا تباشرهم بالقتال ابتداء. كل ذلك دعوة للسلم والسلام وللعيش في وئام، وقد كانوا قبل يعيشون معه في المدينة حتى خالوا وغدروا. ومع ذلك انظر إلى كيف يعاملهم صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد مات صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن جيش جيشا جعل عليه أسامة بن زيد، ولم يكن قد خرج من المدينة بعد، فتولى الصديق وأراد أن ينفذ جيش رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال لهم: لا تخونوا ولا تغلوا ولا تغدروا ولا تمثلوا، أي لا تمثلوا بالموت بالقتل، لا تقطعوا ألوفهم ولا تسملوا أعينهم ولا تقطعوا آذانهم، وإنما هذه الجثث من خلق الله فتحترمونها، تعاملونها بالقدر الذي علمكم رسول الله، ولا تقتلوا طفلا صغيرا ولا شيخا فانيا ولا امرأة، ولا تعقروا نخلا ولا تحرقوه، ولا تقطعوا شجرة مثمرة، ولا تذبحوا شاة ولا بقرة ولا بعيرا إلا لمأكله. وسوف تمرون بأقوام قد فرغوا أنفسهم في الصوامع فدعوهم وما فرغوا أنفسهم إليه، وسوف تأتون على قوم يأتونكم بآنية فيها ألوان الطعام، فإذا أكلتم منها شيئا بعد شيء فاذكروا اسم الله عليها. وسوف تلقون أقواما قد فحصوا أي كشفوا أوساط رؤوسهم وتركوا حولها مجرى العصائب، فاخفقوهم بالسيف خفقا، لأنهم هم المقاتلة إن دفعوا بسم الله. فهل هذه وصية من يريد الإفساد؟ وهذا الفاروق عمر رضي الله عنه يرسل أبا عبيدة على رأس جيش إلى الشام ليفتحها فتنفتح له بإذن الله، ويأتي إلى كنيسة القيامة وفيها قسها الأعظم، فيطلب منه أن يسلمه ويستسلم، فيقول: نعم، ولكن حتى يأتي أمير المؤمنين عمر. فيرسل أبو عبيدة إلى عمر، ويأتي عمر من المدينة إلى الشام شهرا، يمشي على رجليه تارة ويركب بعيره تارة، هو وغلام له، حتى أتى بيت المقدس نزولا عند رغبة هذا القسط، فيأتيه فيسلمه المفتاح، ويقول عمر له: لولا أن الناس سيتخذون ذلك سنة لدخلت الكنيسة وصليت فيها ركعتين. فهل هذا يريد الإفساد؟ هل هذا يريد إحراق الكنائس والمعابد؟ كلا والله، وإنه ليس من دين الله في شيء. وليعلم الجميع أن هذا ليس من المسلمين ولا من السلفيين ولا ينتسب إلى الإسلام في شيء. وإن قام به بعض الأفراد المسلمين فإنما هم جهلة أدعياء فوضويون رعاع، وربما كانوا مجبوعين من بعض القوى. فإياكم وتصديق كل ما يقال في الإعلام، فلقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كفى بالمرء إثما أن يصدق أن يحدث بكل ما يسمع، كفى بالمرء إثما أن يحدث بكل ما يسمع. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وإياكم وتوسيع رقعة الإفساد التي قام عليها أعداء الإسلام يريدون بها تمزيق الإسلام. فنسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يرينا جميعا الحق حقا، ويرزقنا اتباعه، ويرينا الباطل باطلا ويرزقنا اجتنابه. نسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعيد للأمة المسلمة عزها ومجدها السليم، وأن يعيد إليها كل قطر وشبر منها كان سليم. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة نصوحا. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا من ديننا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، واجعلوا حجة لنا لا علينا. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفق ولي أمرنا خادم الحرمين الشريفين لما يرضيك، واجعله نصرة وعزا للإسلام والمسلمين، وسدا منيعا دون الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعزز به أولياءك وأذلل به أعداءك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح جميع ولاة أمور المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله عز وجل يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العزيز العظيم الجليل ينصركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
تعتدل المرافق وتقارب وتناظر وحسن الخلق، حال بين المناكب والأقدام لا تجرى وصولها في الله أكبر. الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه المصطفى. ما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to the translation of the khutbah today, which is titled by "It is not from Salafiyya to destroy the places of worship." Now, we began the khutbah by khutbah al-hajj as usual, and then I And then I said that Allah Ta'ala says that in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. نعم الله تعالى says and the former to embrace Islam of the Muhajireen, those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and the Ansar, the citizens of Medina, who helped and gave aid to the Muhajireen, and also those who followed them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, which are the paradise, to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success. Na'am. So Allah Ta'ala informed us about the best generation of this Ummah, as they were the Muhajireen and the Ansar, who were around the Prophet ﷺ, learning from him, doing exactly what he subhanahu wa ta'ala called command him to. And then he, Allah Ta'ala, praised those who come after them, and everyone comes after them. But Allah Ta'ala put a condition there. Those who come after them, from those who followed them, those who followed them in their faith and in their worshipping activities and actions and deeds, those are the ones whom Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, and they, by doing that, are pleased with Allah. That's why they accepted his revelation, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And that's why he sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized the first three generations of this ummah. And that's only because how strongly they stick to the commands and directions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As in the hadith agreed upon, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, the best of you is my generation, my century, and then the century follows it, and then the century comes after this." So these centuries or generations are the best of this ummah. And we need to ask, why were they the best? Why are they better than us today? Although today maybe one of us can have more, I don't say ilm, but I say information, of Islam, more than one of them. يعني if Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه memorized 5,000 hadith, around 5,000 hadith, 5,374 hadith from the and he's the highest, the one who reached the highest number of hadith. But we have people after him who memorized more than 100,000 hadith. And today people have books and these computers and these things that can make them read a hadith faster, and they can know which one is right, is strong, or which one is weak. But yet they cannot be not equal to them, but not even close to them, simply because those have something that we in most of the cases today don't have it, which is iman, the proper iman, the faith, the submission to the commands of Allah and Rasul, and the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Rasulullah said that they are the best. It's not just like that. It is because they are people who have iman, have faith, honesty, and they stick to what they are told, not like many people today. And here's a question of something we hear. What is Salafiyya? What is the Salafiyya? Salafiyya is exactly what I just recited of the Ayatul Tawbah and the hadith of Rasulullah Sallam. Inna khayrakum qarni. The best of you is the generation which I'm living among. And then the ones come after them, and then the ones come after them. So this is the meaning of Salafiyya, means to follow those noble people. To follow those noble people. And not to oppose them or take away different from theirs. As Allah Ta'ala warned against that, saying, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. He, the one who opposes the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and after the guidance approached him and takes away different from the way of the pious people, the believers, who are the companions, the tabi'een, and whoever goes on their way, and they are getting lesser and lesser in number until they disappear before the Qiyamah. نولي ما تولى, we'll let him go to what he chooses on this life. ونصلي جهنم وساعد مصيرا. But in the year after, he's going only to enter the fire. So that is the Salafiyya. Salafiyya is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions and the tabi'een. Another question rises here. What been spread widely these days, that those who terror people, those who kill innocents, those who destroy buildings, those who bomb trains and buses, those who bomb cars in the middle of markets or in front of hotels or whatsoever. Those who burn churches and places of worship, are these people of Salafiyah? Are they upon Salafiyah? To answer this question, we have first of all to know what is Salafiyah. And based on what I said earlier about Salafiyah in regard to the ayah of Surah Tawbah and the hadith which is agreed upon, which clarifies the boundaries of Salafiyah, and the other ayah of Ali Imran, the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, ayah 115, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ. Based on these guidelines, we can say that the Salafiyah is the proper belief and the clear following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fulfilling the oath and obligation, respecting the religions and worshippers. Salafiyah is a mercy that Allah Ta'ala bestowed for all the slaves, and it is to live nicely and positively on this land. Salafiyah is not to terror people who. Salafiyah prevents from fighting against the Muslim rulers. Salafiyah is also preventing from disobeying scholars. Salafiyah is to keep a good relation with the rulers and scholars in love and respect, and at the same time advising each other. Salafiyah, or slaves of Allah, is established at first upon the knowledge, upon ilm, not upon the act before ilm, not upon saying before ilm, but it is based on the ilm. So the foundation of Salafiyah is ilm, first of all. Salafiyah is a da'wah that refutes the innovation and lying and myth, and to cause the myth. Salafiyah, or slaves of Allah, is a call to return back to what Rasulullah was upon and his companions. That is the da'wah Salafiyah, basically. That is the da'wah Salafiyah. And based on that, you can now realize and see clearly that whatever been linked to it of deception today is not from it. It's only a media rumors and lies which are made intentionally to weaken the Salafiyah and to destroy it and to stop people from going to it. That is only because they knew Salafiyah more than many people today. They, the media people, knew what is Salafiyah, which means the inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means to be like Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. That is Salafiyah. Salafiyah means to be like them.
Salafiyya means to know what they used to be upon, and you be upon too. And that what annoys the enemies of truth, the enemies of the true religion, the enemies of Allah. This annoys them very badly. And that's why they try to destroy the beautiful image of it by linking these things to it, calling them Jama'atul Jihad al-Salafiyya, Jama'atul Takfir al-Salafiyya, the Salafis who burn the church, the Salafis who did that, who did this, Salafis who bombed the trains, Salafis who bombed the transportations, Salafis who bombed people in hospitals and in hotels and markets, and they know very well that this is all a lie that they made themselves and spread it. Why do they do that? And they also hire people to come and fields and say we are the Salafis, but they are not known. Salafis are known, Ikhwan. Salafis are known. Head of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Abu Bakr, Umar, and the first generation. Then the Tabi'een. Then whoever follows them. Whoever his call is based on, قال الله قال الرسول. Allah said, the Messenger said. Who they are today? Today they are the ulama. They are known. They are known. Former ulama and the existing ulama. We have them, we know their names, we know their places. In the recent times, Albani, Ibn Baz, Uthaymeen, Muqbil, and the recent, you have the Mufti, Fawzan, from the former also Ghudayyan, you have Luhaydan today, you have many. Many scholars of Salafiyya today. Do these people call to these things, or they condemn it and warn against it? So if they condemn it and warn against it, how can we say that these are the Salafis? So this shows us clearly that there is a big plan to destroy Islam. By the last tassel of it, which is Salafiyya. If they destroy this last tenth of it, they would succeed and they would be 100% successful in reaching the target. So we have to understand what is Salafiyya and resemble Salafiyya very well. Resemble Salafiyya very well. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 4, الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز. Those who have been expelled from their homes unjustly only because they said our Lord is Allah, for had it not been that Allah checked one set of people by means of another. Monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques were in the name of Allah is mentioned much widely, surely have been pulled down and destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala is mentioning these things, and He is saying that He subhanahu wa ta'ala kicked one set of people by means of another, in order not to have these places of worship, the monasteries, churches, synagogues, mosques. Not only mosques, Allah did not say only mosques. In this Quran of Muslims, the churches are protected. In the Quran, it is not something can be true or false. It is in the Quran. To protect the churches. So how comes in someone who says that he follows the Quran and go and burn the church? This shows us that this person, either he does not know what is Salafiyah, or he is someone from outside the Salafis and he's pushed just to raise the flag of Salafiyah to show that Salafis do this, which is the first possible thing. They are people who are pushed from outside the Salafiyah only to destroy the image of Salafiyah, to show people that Salafiyah is only terrorist and only destruction. So they turn people away. They exactly like the way the enemies of the Prophet used to do with them, warn people against them. As Fir'aun said to his people about Musa and his brother Harun, he said that they only came to change your religion and show destruction to the on the earth, on the face of the earth. That's what Fir'aun was telling people. Musa came to destroy the earth, the land, in order to turn people away from Musa. Now, Musa did not change, he remained, but he clarified that this is not correct. So, we also need to clarify that this is not correct. This is not correct. The 9/11 is not from the Salafis. The 7/7 is not from Salafis. The incident of Madrid is not from Salafis. The church in the churches, the burning of churches in Egypt or wherever is not from Salafis. It's not from Salafis. And I doubt if it is from Muslims. I myself have a doubt. I think these are not Muslims. They only told to say that they are Muslims and Salafis, and maybe they are whoever from any other religion. Because I cannot imagine even a simple Muslim who recites Surah Al-Hajj, and I cannot imagine a Muslim never hear, never recite Surah Al-Hajj. I cannot imagine that. I cannot imagine a Muslim who did not hear that Allah Ta'ala said no destruction to the ear, to the land. I cannot imagine that. And here is the messenger of Islam, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, advising the mujahideen when he sent them, when he sent the armies to fight against the enemy, with the haqq, with the truth. Like many armies today, moving, leaving their land, going to other lands, fighting against others with no any right, with no any haqq. But they still say Muhammad is a terrorist. Why? Because he went out of his land, fought against others. Subhanallah. And what are you doing today? What are you doing today? The scar of the war. The Prophet ﷺ used to tell and advise and command the army, saying, لا تغدروا, do not deceive. لا تغلوا, do not take anything from the captives before it is distributed. ولا تقتلوا وليدا, do not kill a child. ولا امرأة أو امرأة, nor a woman. ولا كبيرا فانيا, nor an old person. ولا معتصما بصومعة, nor a person who is in a church. ولا تقربوا نخلا, and do not come close the gardens of thieves. Do not come close the gardens of palm trees of thieves. ولا تقطعوا شجرا, do not cut or break trees. ولا تهدموا بناء, and do not demolish a building, a standing building. So how come they say 9/11 is from television Islam? Rasulullah said, do not destroy it, even if it is empty. What if there are people in it? And this is from Rasulullah, his khulafa, Abu Bakr Siddiq. When he passed away, after he assigned the army to go and fight in a battle, but the army was not yet moved from Medina, and Abu Bakr became the Khalifa. He then brought the leader of the army, who Rasulullah assigned, Usama bin Zayd, and he told him, لا تخونوا, do not deceive. ولا تغلوا, do not take anything from the captive before it is distributed. ولا تغدروا, again, do not cheat or deceive. ولا تمثلوا, do not تمثلوا in Arabic means to come to a deceased body, a killed person, and you cut nose or take off the eyes or cut ear or like that. He, Abu Bakr, and this was also from Rasulullah in other occasions, he told him, do not do that. Why? Because even they were kuffar and oppressors, but these bodies does not belong to them. It belongs to Allah who created them. So leave it as is and just bury them and leave them to Allah. He will judge them and He will punish them. ولا تقتلوا طفلا صغيرا, do not kill a child. ولا شيخا فانيا, nor an old person. ولا امرأة, nor a woman. ولا تعقروا نخلا, and do not destroy gardens of palm trees. ولا تحرقوا, and do not burn the trees. ولا تقطعوا شجرة مثمرة, and do not cut a tree which has already get fruit. ولا تذبحوا شاة ولا بقرة ولا بعيرا إلا لما أكل, do not slaughter a sheep, a cow or a camel except if you want to eat, if you need to eat. Do not just kill to destroy, and you are going to pass by people who feed themselves to worship in their churches, synagogues and monasteries. So if you pass by them, leave them to what they are free to do, meaning worshiping. Some people today say, no, they are worshiping falsely, they are worshiping the cross. What were they worshiping during the time of Abu Bakr? What were they worshiping? They were worshiping the cross. That's something new. They were worshiping the cross from that day and before it. But you leave them. And then he said, but you are going to, and you are going to pass by people who offer you different types of food. They are from the kuffar, meaning they help you. What do you do in regards to this? You eat and say Bismillah. Do not treat them badly if they host you. Do not treat them badly. And And then he said, but you are going to pass by people who have their heads covered, uncovered, as a sign of fighters. So they are the ones you need to fight and kill, because they are the ones who carry the weapons and fight. And then he said, if you see them, then kill them. These are the people, the fighters, the soldiers, and the field of battle, not innocents in the cities and markets and homes and trains and planes. And no, this is not correct, ikhwan. This is not from Islam. And here is Umar ibn Khattab, the second man after Rasulullah in this ummah. When he sent Abu Ubaidah to conquer Palestine, and Abu Ubaidah succeeded, wallahi alhamd, he came to the church and he told the Pope there to give the keys of it. He said, yes, but we need the head of the believers, Umar ibn Khattab, to come here, and we give him the key. Abu Ubaidah did not kill this man. He said, who you are to say that? He did not destroy the church, but he sent to Umar someone to inform him about this. Umar did not send back a letter to say, Abu Ubaidah, you want me to come all this distance? Kill him, finish him. He did not say that. Umar did not say that. Umar immediately took his camel and his slave. Three of them moved. The camel, the slave, and Umar. Only. Not in a big army. They moved from Medina to Palestine 1 month walking to cross it. When they reached, Umar came to the church. And he met the Pope, and the Pope gave him the key. Umar immediately told him, if it is not going to be taken as a sunnah by Muslims to pray in the churches, I would have prayed two rak'ah in the church. And this pleased that Pope and the Christians at that time. This statement from Umar gave them security, feeling of that they are secure, that they are safe, that they are protected. And this wasn't because the Christians were majority or they have money or they have weapons or no. They are lower this time. But Umar radiallahu anhu, as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dealt with them in this peaceful way. And in my knowledge, which is not that, yani, that much, I never came across any incident in the history that the Muslims burn churches or temples or say synagogue or whatsoever places of worship. They never done that. They never ever done that. So we have to understand that there is a plan to destroy the beauty of Islam and the image of Islam. And when they finished with destroying the issue, the title of Quran and Sunnah, or Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they are now focusing on the title of Salafiyya, and they want to destroy it. They want, first of all, the Muslims to believe that, oh, Salafis are bad and Salafiyya is bad, which is wrong. The Salafis are the most merciful ones with the people today. If you want to know the Salafi, check his manners and characters and how he deals with others. If he is somebody who is nice and kind and humble, then you know that he is, as he says, that he is Salafi. But if you see him one of those who courageous to destroy and kill and this, then you know that he's not from Salafiyya. Even if he claims to. And I don't mean that anyone who is on Abu good manner is Salafi. No, but I mean If he claims that he's Salafi, and he, yani, Abu al-Tawheed, Abu al-Oneness of Allah, and Abu yani, Sunnah, as you see, then you also look to how he reacts. If he calls to destroy land and kill innocents, then believe me, he's not from the Salafi. He's not from the Salafi. And you can go back to the fatawa of the ulama during, since the time of Sahaba until today. They all warn against these type of things. So these are the Salafi. Not those who raise their flags and names on medias and squares and like that and say that they are Salafi and they are doing these things. May Allah Ta'ala show us the truth as clear as it is, and make us to distinguish from the false, and make us from those who hold it and straight up themselves upon it, and show us the false as clear as it, that it is false, and make us from those who aside from it and avoid it. والله تعالى أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Any question?
Can you give the phone number of the
question related to the topic?
People may claim that seeing some bad elements from some of the brothers, the Muslim brothers, so they take a statement and they will say, I'm not a Salafi, but I am a Muslim.
Wallahi, yani, if the person say, I'm not a Salafi, but I'm a Muslim, just because he saw some elements from some of the brothers which are wrong, we say, okay, yani, do you mean to say that the Muslims or this Salafi is not Muslim? Salafi is not Muslim. Or do you mean to say that anybody calls Muslim or calls himself Muslim, then he does not have anything wrong? Does not do nothing wrong, nothing yani, of these elements that you saw from these Salafi brothers. We say this is wrong. This is wrong. Because you will see Muslims who might cheat, who might do all these things. Then what do you say? You're not Muslim because you saw these people? You say that this Salafi brother is wrong. He's still Salafi. We cannot take a person out of Salafiyah because he does a sin. We cannot say that he's out of Salafiyah because he committed a sin. We cannot say he's out of Salafiyah. But if he yani, practice whatsoever is not from Salafiyah, is not against the manhaj of Salafiyah, then he's out of Salafiyah. For example, if he holds bay'ah with someone other than the Muslim ruler, the covenant that he's yani, with them, or who say this is something, yani, it's an invasion, and after warning him, if he's still insisting to do that, then he's not Salafi. If he says that we will make a party, Hizb, now, then he's not Abu Salafi, of course, because they are deviating, or they are spreading the Ummah. And like this, yani, we have to know first of all what is Salafiyah and what are the principles of Salafiyah. And here I refer this person to one of my khutbahs around, I think, 5 Jum'ahs ago or 4 Jum'ahs ago. I spoke about Ad-Din al-Haq, the true religion. I said that it is the Salafiyah. And then I mentioned who is the Salafi individual, who is the Salafi alim, who is the Salafi talib al-ilm. Who is the Salafi? What is the Salafi masjid? What is the Salafi organization? And I say, can't we have an organization in Salafi? Yes, we can. but with conditions, with base, with principles, with fundamentals. It is only based on cooperating on good, not on complete loyalty to the organization and hatred to whoever outside this organization. And I mentioned all those principles of Salafiyya there. So as a conclusion, we say this person who said that he is not Salafi because what he see of the harshness of the Salafis or some Salafis or some wrong practices of Salafis, I say he's wrong, because he'll end up saying that he's not Muslim, because he will see same things from Muslims, who those who do not call themselves Salafis. It's not a matter of that, but it is to advise them that you as Salafi, akhi, you need not to do these things. And you also can refute him if he insisted to do this thing. You say, this person, this Salafi brother is wrong in doing this, and lying, and cheating, and this is wrong. Now, Allah Akbar.
In addition to this question, sometimes, obviously, the brothers, some people, they say, this word of Salafiyya or Salafi is an innovative word, or the weak word, or innovative or created by either some scholar or some group.
I say this person who says that is a jahil, is very jahil, ignorant. Now, he says that this Salafiyya, this word Salafiyya is innovative. I say, okay, innovated by whom? Some of them, as the brother said in the question, they say it's innovated by some scholars. I say, Jazakallah khair, you are saying scholars. Scholars. Can you tell me who the scholars that you go back to, you refer to? If he mentions, for example, if he mentions, for example, Albani, Ibn Baz, Al-Daymin, Muqbil, Abi Azhar, Sheikh Fawzan, Ghadayyan, Wasiullah, Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Ubaid, Abdul Mahsin Abbad, these scholars, if he mentions them, I say, okay, do they say Salafiyya or they don't? If they say Salafiyya, you think that they are innovators or what? And if you think that they are innovators, why you go back to them when you need any question? When you need to answer any question? If the ulama that they say that it is an innovation, or those who are, if the ulama, as they say that some ulama of today who said it, if they are aware, yani not these ones I mentioned, who they are? Who they are. He cannot name no one. Then if he says, no, these are the ones and I don't go to them, I say, okay, when you want to ask about your religion, you go to who? And he will mention names that we know very well, that either Ikhwanis or Sufis or whatsoever. He will mention names. That if these names that he mentioned are not from the ones I mentioned earlier, then maybe he is going to mention names who are from the ones who fight against these ones. Then I say, how come you be Abu al-Haq if you go to Ahl al-Bidah and Ahl al-Dalal? But this word as Salafiyya, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah spoke about it. And it has, regardless to the word itself, but what is the meaning of it? What is the meaning of it? It means the pious predecessor. Now, is the pious predecessor an innovation? When you say that I follow the pious predecessor, are you someone who is up on innovation? That sounds very strange. And I recited the ayah of Surah Tawbah 100. Where Allah Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who follow them in good way. So Salafiyya is the following of the former Muslims, former people, the former scholars, like that. Beginning from Rasulullah sallallahu, coming down to the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Atba'ul Tabi'een, and like that. So these who refer you back to the Sahaba, and these are the Salafi. Always say we go back to what Allah said, what the companion said, what the Sahaba said. These are the Salafi. And this is Salafiyya. Salafiyya means to return back to the first generation. That is Salafiyya. If you want to say that going back to the first generation is wrong, then you need to know where from you get your religion. Because we only get our religion from that generation. The companions who are the narrators of hadith and the narrators of the Quran. Allahu a'lam. But this does not mean that Salafis cannot do any mistake. Cannot be wrong. Now that's wrong. Salafis are human like anyone. They can make mistakes, and we just avoid the mistakes and wrong practices. نعم والله
أعلم. Another question. On the other side, we may find people obviously trying to put down the correct visibility, or whether it's corrupt visibility, by saying we're Muslims, we should really respect other people of religion, and we should collaborate with them.
That's what I mentioned in the khutbah. We respect people of other religions. What do you mean by respect? It means we don't yani harm them. We don't fight. We don't, unless the Muslim ruler calls for fighting for purposes he knows. And he, with the ulama, discussing that with the ulama, they take that opinion. But for us, normal Muslims, normal yani people, common Salafis, we go and fight with the Christians or the Jews, wherever we see them, and we accuse them and burn the churches or temples or something like that. This is all wrong, and this is not from Salafiyya. This is not from Islam. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, or Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, used to, whenever he slaughtered a sheep or a cow or a camel or whatsoever, he asked his children to begin first of all with their Jew neighbor. He was a Jewish neighbor, to send him meat of that sort of animal. So we as Salafis are not told to be aggressive and harsh and fight against other religions. And when we say respect, we don't mean accept their religion and go and celebrate with them whenever they have their Christmas or whatsoever. But we don't accuse them, we don't, up to them. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلَيَدِينُ. You have your own religion and I have my own religion. And at the same time, we call them nicely and offer Islam to them correctly, nicely. First of all, you need to show them how friendly you are, so they accept from you. Especially those minorities of Muslims living amongst the majorities of non-Muslims. How do you want them to accept your religion? if you yourself is not showing that religion, honestly, you're not showing it. And that's why I say, Danny, there are some small things, people think these are small, but they are, wallahi, bigger, ikhwan, in showing the others the beauty of Islam. And I gave example sometime before of an American Christian female doctor who used to treat women. She became Muslim, and she then told her story how she became Muslim. She said that when she was on a night shift, end of a night shift one night, a Saudi woman was the wife of someone who was studying there in the States. She was pregnant, and she was at that time in pains of delivery, of birth. She is expecting birth any moment, giving birth any moment. Her husband brought her to the hospital, and this female doctor, in her last moment of her duty, received her. And she was with her for a while, and then she told her, okay, I'm leaving now because my duty is finished and my colleague will come and continue with you. She asked her, is he a man or a woman? She said, a man. She said, no, let me out. This Saudi woman said, no, let me out. She said, but you can't go out. You can't leave. This is very dangerous. She said, no, I can't let any man to check my brother's passport. She said, why? She said, because this is not permissible in Islam. She said, okay, I will stay with you. That Christian doctor decided to stay with her, and she stayed, remained with her, until the Saudi woman gave birth. And then she came to the room where she was, and she started giving her some instructions, medical instructions, and told her, look, your husband must not contact you sexually until the blood stops. She said, I know that. How come you know? Are you a doctor? She said, no, but this is in our religion, in Islam. That American Christian doctor started to think of it. What is this? When she was with her, the doctor of children, the baby, came and gave instructions. You have to breastfeed him for period of 2 years. She said, we know that. It's in our religion. That woman, the female Christian American doctor, was thinking of this. She said, I went home, slept. When I woke up, I grabbed the yellow pages and called some Islamic institutes, and I said, I want to know about Islam. She said, they sent me pamphlets and flyers which were not enough to give me good understanding of Islam. Then she said that she went to bookstores and she bought books about Islam. And she read, and she got convinced just by that incident that Islam is the true religion, and she became Muslim. She became Muslim. How? Because this Saudi Muslim woman can practice Islam correctly. She did not do anything terrible people. Now, and there are many incidents which occurred like that. So, first of all, we need to show Islam. We need to show Islam. As Sheikh Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said a story of an incident took place in Syria. You know that in Syria they have Christians, Syrian Christians, and Muslim Christians, Muslim Syrians. One Muslim, Syrian Muslim, met a Christian Muslim in a very narrow road, and they were alone, two of them. He grabbed his knife and he said to the Christian, will you embrace Islam or kill you? The Christian said, no, no, don't kill me. I'll embrace Islam. What to say? What to do to become Muslim? He said, I didn't know. So he only knew to kill people. So can we blame Islam for that? No. We can't blame Islam for that. Because we read in the book of Islam, the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, لا إكراه في الدين. There is no force to make people, no force to be used to make people accept Islam. But affirming it nicely. And we read also where Allah Ta'ala said, يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم أدعين لكم دينكم ولي دين. You have your religion, your own religion, and I have my own religion. No one forces the other. But I can assure you, if you wish, to read about it, and it's up to you to accept or not. But we have to remember Islam nicely and correctly. And that means that we have to learn about Islam first. Because the majority are ignorant of their religion. They don't learn. Their only source of knowledge about their religion is internet. Internet. If they want to know anything, they just go to internet. Allah knows best who's behind this internet. And that's why they become very weak in knowing Islam. Allah Akbar.
Probably a continuation of the previous question. Sometimes we see some Muslims participating in a sort of a talk or discussion where you find people of different religions, but the discussion is not about basically the one of Allah, it's about issues that matter to the people, meaning. Sometimes question would be like, what do you think about somebody might having polygamy points, having more than two wives, and things like that, prior to the question of one of them, or what is the best of them? So what's the advice to give to these people about the same people?
You mean these are Muslims?
Normally sometimes on a TV show or something like this, they bring one Muslim, one Hindu, one Indian, whatever, of different religions. They start talking about different topics, but these topics are only about matters of issues that concern people. It's not about like religion, because obviously, from what we know, Allah kind of that he said, like all the people of the book come to one word, that or that community. So,
first of all, people are going to ask this question, whether we like or not. But who do they ask as a question? These TV programs, the people who make them, they know what type of people they want to bring. And if they bring me, for example, I would never speak about. I was interviewed by a TV channel called Tobago TV 5 last October, and it was about just before Hajj. It was about they said they want me to ask about Hajj, to speak about Hajj. I spoke about Hajj, and I spoke about the oneness of Allah. And how Hajj is good even to the non-Muslims, how the Hajjaj return back and how they should do, like that. So it depends on who is the one that they are interviewing, or the question is raised to. If he is someone who knows the principles of da'wah and he has wisdom, then he will know how to reach it, how to appeal his goal. But the problem is that they bring people who are only يعني they have يعني what we call they are enthusiastic only. They are only يعني eager only to speak without even having the proper knowledge. And the Muslim how to afford this religion. Sometimes you need to speak about the oneness of Allah directly like that. And sometimes because people do not want to hear, now you go to them like, for example, Allah sent Isa with miracles that the people were addicted to it, medicine and like that. At the time of Musa, people were addicted to magic. So Allah Ta'ala sent him with something greater than that. Now, at the time of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people were, the Arab were addicted to poems, poetry. So Allah Ta'ala gave Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the miracle, which is the Quran, which no one can make like, and so on. And Nuh alayhi salam, that when he directed the da'wah to his people, he told them, "Yursil al-sama' alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwalin wa banin wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa yaj'al lakum anhara." This was the first aim, you know. So you can reach to the oneness of Allah even if you speak about polygamy. For example, if I'm asked about polygamy from kuffar or from Muslims who have, for example, deviation or innovation like that, I can't speak about it, no problem. Okay, polygamy is to have more than one wife. And this too, many people is type of oppression, why the man can have more than a wife and woman cannot. But if we know who, for example, is the one who permitted this, then we can have the question answered itself. They're gonna ask who? Then I speak about, not about just I say Allah. No, but speak about who Allah is. Allah is the one who created you, Allah is the one who this. So you make them feel as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Tur when Jubayr ibn Mut'im, who was in Kufr state that time, here the ayat, he said, my heart was about to leave my body, to come off my body, because of the meanings of it. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Were they created out of nothing, out of sin? Or were they the ones who created themselves? No one can say that. Or were they the ones who created the heavens and earth? So why they did not create more heavens and earth? So like that, but we need first of all to learn about Islam and also to have wisdom of da'wah. Na'am, wallahu a'lam.